Good morning. This is Mark Mace, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Once again, it's good to be with you this morning. And let's pray and ask the Lord to help us as we spend a few moments together. Father, we are thankful, Lord, for this day. We're thankful, Lord, for the opportunity that we have just to live in America, especially, Lord, here in the valley. Thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. And Lord, we pray this morning that you allow the Holy Spirit of God to speak to our hearts. May you challenge us with your word. Father, may we receive that challenge, and from that challenge, may we be changed. And then, Lord, because of the change that you bring about in our lives, may the Lord Jesus Christ be lifted up and exalted. May we be an asset to Christianity, not a liability. Help us, Lord, please. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm in a series, and have been for some time, Biblical Principles for Practical Living. Years ago, I remember, as a young Christian, observing a lot of new things that I guess I either hadn't paid attention to before or just hadn't observed. And one of the conclusions I came to was simply this, that not only myself, but just society as a whole, most people do not live by principles, seemingly. They seemingly more often are living by their emotions. Or as my dad would say, by the seat of their britches, which means like the old pilot you heard about, he's flying by the seat of his britches. And sometimes in our life, we do the same thing. Though we may be saved and have been saved for a long time, oftentimes we're not living principled lives, we're living emotional lives. In other words, we're responding emotionally to the surroundings and to the events and circumstances of our life. In other words, if we're happy and the emotion sort of sets it up that way, we're happy and we're full of jolly. But if somebody irritates us and makes us mad and we get a little grumpy, a little tired, then we act with irritation and we respond perhaps with shortness. And maybe we're nowhere near as kind and gracious as we used to be or ought to be. And we say something like this, well, I'm just tired. You'll have to forgive me, but I'm just tired. You'll have to forgive me. I've got a lot on my mind. Well, that's living by your emotions. That's allowing your emotions, your circumstances of life to determine your conduct. And that is not living by biblical principles. Living by biblical principles is allowing God's truth to determine for us our course of action. And it is a lifestyle that has to be chosen on purpose, and it is a lifestyle that has to be worked at. And you know, you can set your mind and heart and affections toward living by biblical principles, and well, you ought, and I ought, but you know, even though we may be purposed, it still is going to be a great battle that takes place in our lives as we learn to live by principle and then maintain a principled life. And it is not something that you just make a decision one time and then from that point on out, you're living by principle all the time. It is a battle. We're living in this flesh. In our flesh dwelleth no good thing. As Paul said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are in a spiritual battle, and living by biblical principles is something that we ought to do, but quite often, and quite honestly, it's something that we often are not found doing. And so with that in mind, I want to encourage all of us, you know, maybe sometimes you're very successful at living by biblical principles, and maybe sometimes we're not. But our prayer this morning is God would, number one, help us to see the wisdom in choosing to live by biblical principles, because certainly God knows more about life than we do. And not only seeing the wisdom of it, but having the discernment to make the decision, Lord, I choose and I want to live by biblical principles. Lord, help me. I cannot do this by myself, but I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And so as we approach the principles that we want to look at this morning, may God give us that mindset this morning. Lord, help me to live by biblical principles. Give me the strength. Give me the wherewithal. Help me to win this battle in living by biblical principles. We are in Proverbs chapter 20, and we're in verse number 13. The Bible says, love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. And of course, this verse is, I think, pretty obvious what the principle would be, and that is simply this. Don't don't be a lazy person. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. God is teaching us a biblical principle here of being industrious, of working, laboring, not being lazy, not loving the bed. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:21, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man in rags. That's an interesting phrase there. Drowsiness shall clothe a man in rags. God is teaching us that poverty is often equated with laziness. Now, I know that smacks at the world today, and there are many people would have a, as we would say, a conniption fit hearing that, but the reality is poverty has a direct correlation with laziness. And that's just the facts. And that may not make you feel good, but that's the facts. And sometimes people are poor because no other reason other than they're lazy. And if they would stop being lazy, they could stop being poor. Now, that may be tough, but that's reality. And this morning, if you happen to be in poverty, and I hope you're not, but if you are and it's because of laziness, then I would encourage you, stop being lazy. Now, if there's some other reason that's taken place in your life that's caused you to be in poverty, then that's a different situation. But if you're there because you're lazy, then your cure and your solution is to stop being lazy. That's real simple. In Proverbs 6, verses 9 through 11, how long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou rise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? Boy, that's sort of a smack in the face, is it not? O sluggard. Nobody likes to be called a sluggard. But the truth of it is, if we're lazy and we don't do anything, that's what we are, certainly what we're being. In Proverbs 10, verse 4, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Notice the contrast. One man here has a slack hand. One man here has a hand that is diligent. One is poor, and the other is made rich. I wonder if God knows what he's talking about here. I suppose that he does. He that becometh poor, that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Here's a biblical principle. Work. Get out of bed. Don't be lazy. Be industrious. Be diligent. Proverbs 12:11, the Bible says, he that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. In Proverbs 13:4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. There again, God contrasts for us the sluggard, his soul, he desires, but he doesn't have anything. And he doesn't get anything because he can't afford it. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. So God is contrasting for us laziness versus diligence. Laziness produces nothing but poverty. Diligence produces riches and bounty. And so this morning, here's a biblical principle. You know, sometimes people say, well, I didn't feel like working today. I was tired. I had a headache today. And sometimes we make a lot of excuses about why we can't do what we're supposed to do. And we expect others to compensate for our either unwillingness or a lack of diligence. And, you know, these are hard words, I understand that, but the truth of it is America has grown to be, in a large part, a lazy nation. Certainly there is a large component of laziness in our nation. Now, that may not be politically correct, but it is correct. And thank God we're not interested in being politically correct. We're interested in being biblically correct. The truth of the matter is America has a large component of laziness, takers, those who expect to be given something that has been provided by others. And we need to understand, as Christians, we have no right to be lazy. We have no right to be lazy as an unbeliever, for that matter. But as a Christian especially, we have no right to be lazy. Here's a biblical principle. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes. In other words, wake up, get out of bed, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. That's a good biblical principle, and we would be well advised to take that principle to heart. Let's drop over to verse number 15. The Bible says, there is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are as a precious jewel. Here's another good principle, sort of changing gears here, different direction. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are as a precious jewel. You know, knowledge is power, and power is influence. And the more you know, the more you can influence. We would do ourselves and others much good by reading, and reading often and reading much on a variety of different subjects. Being well read and studied will help us to be able to not only help ourselves, but to help others as well. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge, notice that phrase, the lips of knowledge are as a precious jewel. When we think about a precious jewel, we think about something that's of great value. A jewel could be, a diamond, some type of a jewelry or something. It's a value. It's expensive. And so the Bible is equating knowledge with things that are of value. So God is saying this morning, it is of great value to have much knowledge. And as a matter of fact, the more knowledge that you can gain, the more value you can have in your life, and the more value you can be to others around you. In Proverbs 3, verses 13 through 15, the Bible says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared to her. Now that's pretty impressive there if you think about that. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise, or the byproduct of it, is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. Not only gold, but fine gold. So God is teaching us here again, and just another way of saying that wisdom and knowledge is extremely valuable, not only to ourselves, but to others as well. In our Bibles, in the book of Proverbs 8, verse 11, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Wisdom is better than rubies. Now, I would say, you know, wisdom is not necessary knowledge or intellectual knowledge. It has there's a different component or a different way of looking at wisdom, but wisdom is information, it's knowledge, it's skill in living, is one definition I've heard and have liked for many years, skill in living. Of course, anybody who is skilled at anything has a workable knowledge that they can put into practice. So wisdom, if you would, is skill in living, or it's knowledge that has practical value. And God says wisdom is better than rubies. And of course, rubies and would be sort of the same thing as jewelry or jewels, silver and gold, those things which are of value. So the Bible says wisdom is better than rubies. It's better than wealth. And the things that they may desire are not to be compared to it. In Proverbs 10, verses 20 through 21, the Bible says the tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. That phrase there, the lips of the righteous feed many. What do they feed them? Well, they feed them a lot of good things, I suppose. But one of the things they feed them would be knowledge. Knowledge. Knowledge about a lot of things. Knowledge how to have a good marriage. Knowledge how to rear your children. Knowledge how to live right. Knowledge how to make good decisions of life. Just knowledge, information, truth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. And so God here, again, just a little bit different way of saying how valuable it is to have knowledge and information and wisdom. Proverbs 15, verse 7, the Bible says, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doeth not so. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge. In other words, not only helping themselves and are great value to themselves, but the lips of the wise are of great value to others as well. They're of great value to their families. They're of great value to their children. They are of great value to their Sunday school class, to their bus ministries, to their Sunday school class. On and on we could go. They're of great value. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge. That's why it's important for you and I to, through a biblical principle, to learn and learn as much as we can about as many things as we can, to be well-rounded and well-read. And we would help ourselves, and that would open up the door for us to help many others as well. And may God help us to see the wisdom in this biblical principle. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:16, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. And so there's another way of saying it. And then one other verse, Proverbs 24:4, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Notice that. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. God is saying here, you get a good education, you learn, and you learn well, you learn about a lot of things, and your chambers, your homes, your bank accounts shall be filled with precious and pleasant things. You're going to benefit from knowing much about many things. And here's a biblical principle. Learn to read. Read often. Read much. Expand our knowledge. So often, many of us, I could ask the question, and I will, when's the last time you read a book? When's the last time you read a book on any subject? I'll include in there just frivolous reading, but that's, you don't really learn anything from frivolous reading. Books of knowledge, books of information, subjects that are of value. Not just easy leisure reading, but something that has purpose, something that has value. When's the last time we read a book about something like that? For many of us, we can't recall the last time we read any book, much less a book about information, about some knowledgeable thing. You know, we're not reading as much as we should in America. May God help us to look at this and see the biblical principle here at learning to read and be well-read on many things. And we will benefit, and others around us will benefit as well. My time is up. I thank you for listening, and you have a great day.